السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين During his khilafah, Umar radiallahu anhu, he set out to Bilad al-Sham with Abu Ubaidah. Along the way, they encountered a creek that they have to cross in order to continue the journey. So Umar radiallahu anhu took his sandals off, put them under his arm, and crossed the creek. Obviously, his feet became all muddy, his clothes became dirty. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu looked at him and said, I feel, Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I feel that the people of the city, when they see you, they would think that you are a man without honor. Umar radiallahu anhu, he was very, very upset. And he said, if it was just anyone other than you, Ya Abu Ubaidah, I would have showed them. If anyone other than you said that statement, I would have showed them. Ya Abu Ubaidah, إنا كنا أذل قوم فأعزنا الله بالإسلام فمهما ابتغينا العزة بغيره أذلنا الله. Oh Abu Ubaidah, we were the most disgraced of people, and Allah honored us with Islam. And if we seek honor through anything other than Islam, we will be disgraced again. My brothers and sisters, Izzah. Izzah. Linguistically, you will not find an equivalent word in the English language that will explain Izzah. Izzah is honor. Izzah is glory. Izzah is high rank. Izzah is pride. All of them mean Izzah. It is not something tangible that you can see or you can hear or you smell or smell. It is something far more noble. It is pride and confidence. Izzah is a sense of pride and dignity that people have. It comes from being confident in your belief, in your values, and in your identity. Confident in your identity as a Muslim. To the Muslims, Izzah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. It is the certainty that by fearing Allah alone and expecting the reward from Allah alone, and no one and nothing on earth can give us the izzah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not fear anybody other than Allah. That is izzah. Izzah is when we understand and fully believe in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, lend me your hearts. He said, احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك بشيء إلا شيء قد كتبه الله عليك. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, this is a aqeedah hadith. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. If you ask, ask only Allah azza wa jal. And when you seek help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know for a fact that if all nations gather to benefit you with something that Allah did not decree it will benefit you, they will not benefit you. And if all nations gather to harm you with anything that Allah did not decree it will harm you, they won't be able to harm you. My brothers and sisters, there was a time when a Muslim would rather die than losing his izzah. There were men before us who knew what does the word Izzah mean. They were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, defending him with their wealth, with themselves, with everything they own. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من ينتظر فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among the male believers there are men. Among the male believers, there are men who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truthful to the vow they took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this deen, and they never changed anything. What can we do to regain this izzah? First and foremost, to have yaqeen and certainty and iman and strong belief that Allah is Al-Aziz himself. That Allah is the only source of Izzah. He is the only source of dignity. And to him belongs all the obedience. Now, listen carefully. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, think that supporting and following the non-believers, we will gain the izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. To Allah and to His messengers and to the true believers belong the izzah. But the hypocrites, they do not know. But the hypocrites, they do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the munafiqeen, because they are seeking the izzah from other than Allah, Allah told them, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Give the glad tidings to the hypocrites that they have a severe punishment because they took the non-believers as guardians over the believers. Are they seeking izzah from them? Izzah belongs only to Allah. Ya akhwan, if you see me say something from me, from myself, say, Shaykh, what is this? قَالَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الرَّسُولِ. This is all ayat in the Quran. Are you seeking izzah from other than Allah? You will be humiliated. You will be disgraced. Allah told us straightforward. Listen to this ayah. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. Whomsoever is seeking izzah, izzah belongs only to Allah. Since the izzah is only with Allah Azza wa Jal, that means the closer I am to Allah, the closer I am to izzah. The closer I am to Allah, the closer I am to izzah, because I am now close to the Aziz himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the people who put Allah first with victory in this dunya, in many, many ayat, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not grieve. Do not feel that you are little. You will be superior if you are believers. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it's a must upon me to give victory to the believers. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you put Allah first, Allah will give you victory. كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي إن الله قوي عزيز. Allah decreed that him and his messenger will be superior. قال قتادة. So the closer I am to the Aziz, the closer I am to the Izzah. How can I be closer to the Aziz? By obeying him strictly. by following his orders and staying away from what he has prohibited. قال قتادة من كان يريد العزة فليتعزز بطاعة الله. Whomsoever is seeking عزة, let him gain it through the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Staying away from what Allah has prohibited. Staying away from what Allah has prohibited, ya akhwan. Muslims drinking alcohol, Muslims cheating on their spouses, Muslims dealing with riba. What happened to us, ya akhwan? What happened? Islam is Islam no matter where we are. Inna arda Allahi wasi'a. What happened to us, ya akhwan? What happened? Where is the izzah? We have lost our izzah because we are so involved in dunya. We are so involved in dunya, and the disobedience of Allah became something simple, and we carry the statement, everyone is doing it. That does not mean anything. That does not mean anything. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرْ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah told us in Surah Al-An'am, if you follow the majority, they take you away from Allah. What does it mean, everyone's doing it? You will stand alone in front of Allah without any translator, without any spouse, without any lawyer. Staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make us regain the izzah. And do not just say it's just a sunnah. A small sunnah will follow another sunnah, and you will be following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And leaving the sunnah is disgrace. What's the dalil? What's the evidence? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعل الذل والصغار عن على من خالف أمري. Disgrace and lowliness. Disgrace and lowliness upon the one who opposes my sunnah. Do not despair. My brothers and sisters, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not always complain. We are PhD in complaining and blaming others about the problems of the Muslim ummah. Every single one of us is a reason for what's happening. I'm on the top of that list. But we have to remind each other that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Don't ever give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever say, look at this, Muslims are suffering all over the world. We are down, we are poor, we are illiterate, we are this, we are that. No, ya akhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love optimism. While he was in the middle of the battle of the Ahzab, and the Sahabi said, we cannot even go and relieve ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hitting the rocks and saying, Futihat al-Sham, Futihat al-Rum. He's giving them the glad tidings of opening nations, not countries, nations. We're always supposed to be optimistic because Allah promised victory to the believers, to the true believers. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. And Allah told us in Surah Ali Imran, do not be fooled by the superiority of the non-believers in the world, globally. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. It is very temporary. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. It is very short period of time. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. My brothers and sisters, one of the ways to earn our izzah is to be united. Let's stop this Pakistani, Bengali, Arabi, American, Afghani. Let's stop this. Wallahi, this is the core of our destruction. The core of our destruction is that we are not united. Unity. Allah told us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Unite under the rope of Allah, under the Quran. No matter where you are from, the Quran is one. لا إله إلا الله is one. محمد رسول الله is one. And Allah told us, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Do not dispute, do not quarrel. Otherwise, you will fail and you will lose your strength. We must act as the people of Izzah. In order to gain the Izzah, we have to feel that we are Aziz. We need to get over that inferiority complex and show that we are the Aziz all over the world. Someone might ask, how are we supposed to obtain our position if we are a weak minority and become the kind of ummah that everyone is dreaming about? Should we isolate ourselves from the society? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We should be part of the society, participate in everything, but do not compromise your deen. Do not water down Islam. The last sister who took shahada, wallahi, I'm so proud of her. She said that one of the main reasons I took shahada is because of the manners of the Muslims around me at work. They were acting Islam, they were living Islam, they were saying Islam, they were speaking Islam. They did not give one lecture. They didn't do anything. They just behaved as a true believer. That attracted the sister to our deen. So no, do not feel isolated. That means we're staying in our own bubble. No, go and participate. Be the positive change. Help in the society. Lakin, but don't ever compromise your deen. And if you feel that in order to progress, you have to compromise your deen, stop. You are losing it. You are losing it. My brothers and sisters, always put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And before we do anything, before you say anything, ask yourself, will I be proud with that statement when I stand in front of Allah azza wa jal? If yes, proceed. If not, cease and stop. Ask yourself after every statement, will this statement make me happy to announce it in front of Allah? Ya Allah, I spread the deen through this and through that. Ya Allah, and I invited non-Muslims to my masjid and I showed them real Islam. Or would it be like, oh no, it's okay, all gods are the same. You call him Jesus, we call him Muhammad, we call him Allah, it's okay. Habibi, you have messed up big time. No. What attracts non-Muslims to Islam is the real Islam. If you want to change it and customize it, you would lose the beauty of Islam. What attracted the kuffar of Quraysh, the worshipper of idols, is the beauty and the purity of Islam. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. On an individual level, this izzah is projected in the confidence, in the pride and firm belief that we have in Islam, and in implementing it in every aspect of our life, not only in the masajid. Praying your salat on time, even if it's in a parking lot, that is izzah. My sister wearing the proper hijab while everyone around you is half naked, that is izzah. Standing against oppression, that is izzah. Telling the truth when it needs to be told, that is izzah. My brothers and sisters, when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we are supposed to, we will feel the peace and then the tranquility and the confidence that befits those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And let's be frank, ya akhwan. Don't take this as just another khutbah and we go back home and we'll go back to work and... No. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. والله يا أخوان, I will be the first one questioned about this khutbah. And you will be questioned because you heard it. And Allah told us nothing will change. I will not change the state of any community unless and until they start the change. They make the change on a personal level. You are behind on your salat. Bismillah, ya akhi. Make sure you pray the five daily prayers. You are behind in your zakat, in your hajj. You have been postponing it for such a long time. My sister, you're behind in your hijab, and whatever it is. We are all sinners. Ask Allah for forgiveness and come back before it's too late. Let's bring back the izzah to this deen. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the last ayah in Surah Muhammad. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And if you turn away from my path, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will replace you with some other people that are obedient. This is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the world may have power, money, weapons, but we have Allah. We have Allah. We have Islam. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please fill up the main hall. Come out from the rooms and fill up the main hall foot to foot. If you see a spot in front of you, please fill it up, shoulder to shoulder. Let's pray today. This is our last prayer. That's it. See that car outside? The hearse is waiting for us. Take us to the graveyard. صلوا صلاة مودع. Let's pray as if our last prayer with full khushu' inshaAllah ta'ala. Please, straighten your lines. Fill up the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. There are a few brothers in the community that they lost their parents in overseas, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all their sins. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant them the highest place in Jannah. Shower them with His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also many of our brothers and sisters in the community that they are sick. We ask Allah azza wa jal to give them a speedy recovery. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this sickness a purification for all their sins. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.